You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
It's curtains up on another episode of West of Broadway. I'm Broadway veteran Will Armstrong, and I am thrilled to tell you about what's going on at Sagerstrom Center of the Arts down in Costa Mesa, California. They're continuing their 2019-2020 family series with The Joshua Show, Episode 2. This family-friendly production plays February 1st and 2nd at the Samuel L. Theater, and I got to catch up with Joshua himself. Now, Joshua Holden is an award-winning puppeteer and ambassador of joy, and that is awesome. And I got to learn about how he uses three of my favorite things, which are singing, tap dancing, and a cast of zany puppets. And he thrills audiences of all ages in a whimsical production about friendship and the value of being yourself. Let's catch up with him now.
Joshua Holden, welcome to West of Broadway.
Hello, thank you for having me.
I'm super excited to talk to you for a bunch of reasons, but one is the fact that this is my first opportunity to talk to an actual ambassador of joy. Can you tell me what that is?
What does that mean? It is a self-appointed title I gave myself about 7 years ago, and it guides me through the work that I create. I try to create pieces of entertainment that it lifts people's spirits and makes them feel less alone in this world and feel good about themselves. And for that, I have taken on the role of calling myself the ambassador of joy in my performing life.
I love everything about that, and that's amazing. And the Sagerstrom Center for the Arts is continuing the family series, and they are offering on February 1st and 2nd the production of The Joshua Show, Episode 2. And you being Joshua, you're the star of the show. Tell me about, like, was there an episode one?
There was, yeah. So the piece started out 7 years ago as a 10-minute sketch for adults, and it was a spoof on a children's TV show. And that piece grew to be a full hour-long performance in 1 year. And I went to this festival called the Puppeteers of America's National Puppet Festival, which I never even knew was a thing. And we went to this festival, and my very first time engaging with the national puppetry community, and we left with being voted fan favorite, and we won best performance at the festival. And so that was episode one, and my whole career with this show has been totally unexpected and so delightful. And now we are touring around with the next installment of the show. Yeah,
that is incredible. And it's a testament to sometimes we as performers, we're like, I want to be on Broadway by the time I'm 20. I want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And like, sometimes when you just let life happen, it unfolds and it will reveal itself to be more exciting and more rewarding and more fulfilling than we could have ever dreamed. So
yeah.
I applaud you for that. That is awesome.
Thank you.
But I also, Joshua, I feel like we're kindred spirits. You're from Massachusetts, am I correct?
Yes. Are you from as well?
I'm from a little town called Medway, Massachusetts. It's like on 495. It's like there's two stoplights. It's teeny tiny. But I am, you might not, I've done a pretty good job of hiding my Massachusetts accent, but it comes out
every once
in a while.
So have I.
But I started tap dancing when I was two. We have the tap dancing, and I was in the Broadway revival of 42nd Street on Broadway.
With Kate Levering?
Yes, she had just left when I was one of the first male replacements, but I'm a huge fan of Kate. And
she was my older sister in the Music Man at North Shore Music Theater when I was in eighth grade. This was my first professional job.
and you were, what's the name?
I was boy number three.
I love that. We all have one of our, like, yes, I was Wally Webb in Our Town was like one of my first, like, and I had one line. Yeah. But you got to start somewhere. And that's what I love about The Joshua Show is it's part of the family series here at the Sagerstrom, and you're performing at the Samuel L. Theater. And it's all about the whole program is about educating children and inspiring them to embrace theater and all of the wonderful aspects of it and what you can get from it. So it's so important for us to inspire the next generation. And so
yes.
And so that's another thing I love about you. And then finally, I worked for Walt Disney World for a long time, and I know my way around puppets as well. So I feel like, if you ever need an understudy, I feel like I'm your guy.
Okay, good to know. Anytime you want to take a break, well, I'll have to sign you up.
Excellent. And so you said that this is a show that you're touring around. Where are some highlights of places that you've performed so far, and where are you looking forward to going?
Yeah, so we just completed a full tour out in Canada this fall, and we had, I think, 14 shows in 11 days at 7 different venues.
Oh, my God. But what a great time to be in Canada. Like, that's awesome.
Oh, yeah. And now it's like 19 degrees in New York City, and I'm on the West Coast beating it for 5 weeks. So
we're
on our way right now to St. Louis Obispo. San Luis Obispo.
There you go.
And then down to Costa Mesa, and then up to Edmonds, Washington. And then we fly out to New Brunswick, Nova Scotia for a full week out there as well.
Fantastic. Well, that's just incredible. That's very, very, very cool. And and so when you're not performing and you're on the road, what are some of the, like, how do you, like, what are your things that you stay in, to stay in tip-tap shape?
Ooh, well, I travel with an amazing director and my live musician, and the three of us, we go on hikes almost everywhere we go. So we spend a lot of time outside. I swim a lot. And then I really try to rest too, because it's 50 minutes of me and this musician, and it's a lot of singing, a lot of dancing, and the puppetry, especially after multiple shows, can really start to great on me. So, you know, there's a lot of resting and a lot of I'm sure you know this too, when you're on a tour, you have this opportunity to immerse yourself into different cultures and see all these fantastic spaces and places. So we really try to make an effort to figure out where we're going and like what makes each of these places special. So
we've been
out and about doing that.
I love that. And where can our listeners find you on social media? Like, what are your handles so that we can, like, I can only imagine that you're posting about your tours and your adventures.
So you can follow me at Oh My Goshua. Joshua is my handle.
I knew that. I just wanted to hear you say it.
Yep. So it's Oh My Goshua. Joshua. And then you can look up the Joshua Show on, and those are both on Instagram, and you can see us. Little shenanigans that we're getting into, and our musician comes out tomorrow, and once he's out here, then it all breaks loose and we don't know what's going to happen. So
yay, that's
we have
fantastic.
So much fun together.
Well, just as a performer and as a creator, like, I just applaud you and for following your dream and also doing something to help inspire kids and families, and it's an honor to meet an official ambassador of joy, and I wish tremendous success with this and with this project and future projects. And you want to check out the Joshua Show episode 2. It's performing at the Samuel L. Theater February 1st and 2nd, and then find Oh My Goshua Joshua on Instagram. If you don't happen to be in Costa Mesa and you want to find out where it's performing near you. And thank you so much, Joshua.
Thank you, Will.
Have a great day.
All right. Bye now.
Bye.
Joshua was awesome. I'm so glad I got to talk to him. I feel like I got to talk to a fellow kindred spirit, and I am so impressed about what he's doing to inspire the next generation of theater goers and theater lovers. And if you want to check out the show, it's playing, like I said, February 1st and 2nd at the Samuel L. Theater, and tickets are on sale for $20, and they're available at scfta.org or at the box office at 600 Town Center Drive in Costa Mesa, or you can simply call 714-556-2787. And you can follow Joshua, like he said, on Instagram. And his account is so clever. It's Oh My Goshua Joshua, spelt like it sound. Or you can find him on thejoshuashow.com. I, of course, am available on all social media platforms at Will Armstrong PR. And you can find past episodes of West of Broadway at westofbroadwaypodcast.com. If you're on iTunes, if you have time, feel free to subscribe, give us 5 stars, leave us a positive comment about how much you love the show and it's changed your appreciation for musical theater. I'm begging you, but... And I am off to New York City this weekend to attend BroadwayCon 2020. And I'm going to catch up with some old friends, make some new friends, bank a bunch of new and exciting interviews for West of Broadway, and share all of this fascinating information that I am intending to get this weekend. And so I can't wait to share all of that information with you. And until then, if you're looking for us, you can find us just west of Broadway.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.